I'm looking today at Ephesians chapter 3, beginning in verse 14, where the Bible says, "For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named." A little while ago, I read the story of a brother and sister from the Ukraine who were separated in 1942. As you can probably guess by the date, it happened at the hands of the Nazis, who pulled the older sister Irene into a labor camp in Munich to work in the kitchen. When she was liberated in 1945, she stayed in Germany for a few years and then moved to the United States. Meanwhile, her younger brother, whose name I just can't pronounce, grew up in the Ukraine. And they lost track of each other until just a little while ago, when the Red Cross suddenly notified Irene that they had located her only surviving sibling. So, just a little while ago, they met up for the first time in 66 years. And Irene's response? She said, "Now I can die satisfied." Now, take a careful look at the passage we read from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. It mentions that the family of God exists both in heaven and on earth. And of course, there's a huge gap between those two halves. When the human race slipped into rebellion against its creator, it literally separated God's family. So think about what that really means. I hear a lot of people talking about the second coming of Christ and how exciting it's going to be to see Jesus come. But you know, that's only part of the picture. We're not the only ones who have felt the sharp pain of separation. God's family in heaven has also suffered, and I'm guessing they're looking forward to the second coming just as much or more than us. In the book of Revelation, in fact, there's a reference to silence in heaven in connection with the second coming. And it doesn't take long to figure out why. The Gospel of Matthew tells us that when Jesus comes, all the holy angels come back with him. You got to ask why. Is it possible that they simply have to come because they've been waiting so eagerly all these years for the rift in God's family to be healed forever? And if the angels are excited, try for a moment to imagine how excited Christ himself must be. After all that he suffered to secure our salvation and make sure that the second coming can be a reality, try to imagine the smile on his face when he finally comes to get you. I don't know about you, but I find living in anticipation of that moment just a better way to live.